It's time for Love Talk with the lovelies, Kathy, Carrie, and Marley.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Love Talk Network. We are so glad that you are joining us today. I am Coach Carrie Brinkater, and I'm in studio with Kathy Enderbrock and Marlene McMichael, and we are just real people sharing real stories about God's love. Great to have you with us today. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Hey, Coach Carrie, doing really well. I love the guests that we have today with us. We're going to be talking about redemptive dance, which when I first heard it, I thought, what on earth is that? And this is what it is. It is God reclaiming territory that the enemy has just taken for far too long.
Yes.
And I look at all of the music and the lyrics and just some of the things that have been happening with our youth, with our college youth, and just getting them involved in so many things that don't glorify God. And now we see the Holy Spirit raising up people who are saying, oh, no, this is God's territory. We're taking it back, and we're going to have some fun doing it. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about dancing for the glory of God and what exactly that means.
I know. I'm excited about it. Marlene, were you a dancer?
No, I'm still not a dancer. But the funny part about this is that I have somebody who prays for me regularly, and she called me up one day, and she said, God told me you need to dance in your house.
What?
And I went, okay. So yesterday, Teddy and I were dancing.
Did you get a little boogie in it?
Yeah.
All right, Marlene.
But the thing about dance is joy.
Yeah.
You have to be a little bit foolish to do that. I mean,
yeah.
To just dance in your house is a little crazy.
Unencumbered, Marlene. You
yes.
just have to be unencumbered.
All right. We're not quite there yet.
I have a little admission to make. I watch social media sometimes on Instagram. One of my favorite videos that just gives me so much joy is watching little babies dance and get so excited. And one of my favorite home videos is of Jordan and Aaliyah when they were very little, and I brought home ice cream, and they got so excited they started to dance in the kitchen, and I love it. I think, Marlene, you hit it right on the head. It is joy. Our bodies are made to move. Our bodies are made to glorify God, and, you know, when we feel joy, we get a little bit jiggle in our legs, and, you know, I think it's so true.
Or somewhere.
may not be my legs. But.
Yeah. And I will say, I've got a few years on you, so I'm not sure my body's made to move anymore, but anyway, it is that. So, and to how did we get here? Why are we going to talk about dance? Well, one of the things that happened at NRB, and we were all privileged to go to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And it was interesting. I was, because we'd go to these meetings and they were round tables, and you kind of try to figure out where you're supposed to sit. And because, you know, there's 5,500 people there.
Oh, my stars, yeah.
It was huge. And so anyway, I sat down beside a lady by the name of Heather Johnson. And immediately we ask each other what we do, and Heather told me she does redemptive dance. So, you know, Heather was, well, you're going to meet her in a minute, but she just exudes grace and God's love and just a presence that made me remember her. And so today that's what she does. And so today we're going to talk about redemptive dance and just find out what it is. And maybe someday the Love Talk ladies can do a redemptive dance.
Oh, gosh. Nobody wants to see that from me. Heather's like, not true. When people ask me to describe myself, I very candidly say, well, I am an awkward ostrich. I mean, that is me. That is, I'm all arms. y'all are laughing, and it's true.
You are like a college basketball player. You are like the picture of coordination and grace. You just have to put a ball in your hand.
Okay, that's right. With an orange basketball in my hand, I am okay. But My kids will attest that it is all knees and elbows with me when I try to do something coordinated with dance.
Well, I never learned to dance. My husband didn't dance. And so it just was not. And yet I have two brothers that are, man, they can boot scoot.
They can cut a rug, as they say.
They can cut a rug. Huh? But, you know, NRB is full of authors and podcasters and people who write radio scripts and people who write movie scripts and actors. I mean, there were at the last one, there were actors walking around who were in some of these Christian movies. And I don't know, but maybe our guest was the only dancer there. You'll have to tell us, Heather. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, I do want to go ahead and introduce her. We have this a beautiful scripture to anchor the program, two of them actually, from Psalms 149, verse 3. It says, "Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp." And in 2 Samuel 6:14, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might." And I want to talk maybe to those gals out there who need something redemptive, who need a redemptive work in their life, who look back and say, no, what I did in the clubs did not bring glory to God. What I did in those spaces, it brings me shame. I will never dance again. And I just want to say, look, yes, dance again and dance for his glory and let him bring that full work of redemption, because he's the God who was and who is to come. And if dance brings you joy, let him go to that was in your life and redeem that dancing, that it'll bring you joy again. And so I just think for those girls out there who are saying, I will never dance again because what I did in those days, I would just say God has some greater days ahead for you.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. Well, let's get to it. Let's introduce Heather Johnson, because she is biting her tongue over there as we make fun of ourselves. Heather Johnson is the founder and executive director of Redemptive Dance Ministries, a Christ-centered organization that is dedicated to redeeming dance and raising up and equipping the next generation of dancers for worship and discipleship. That just gives me goosebumps. I love it so much. She has 30 years of experience as a professional dancer and instructor, and is passionate about using movement to glorify God and transform lives. She launched RDM, Redemptive Dance Ministries, in 2012, and has trained dancers in both technical excellence and biblical leadership. She also leads Empower Dance Collective, connecting ministries worldwide, including international chapters in Kenya and Zimbabwe. She has 17 chapters across 3 countries with a vision to expand globally by God's grace and mercy. I love this so much. Heather and her husband, Jim Johnson, they reside in Denver, Colorado, and they homeschool 2 of their 4 children and actively serve in ministry together. They are just passionate about the next generation of worshipers and leaders who will impact the world for Christ. Heather, wow. Hi. Welcome to Love Talk Network.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much, Carrie. Wow. It's an absolute privilege to be here with you guys today, and I love the heart behind your program.
Thank you.
I love that it's bringing real stories of God's love to real people, and it's just an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Heather. Thank you. Well, Heather, we love to ask our guests this first question. How did you come to know that Jesus loves you?
That's good. That's good. I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. And so we call that the Bible Belt, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so people, it's almost like a country club thing, like, are you a part of the club? Are you a part of the club? But my grandmother spoke into me when I was young, and she led me in the sinner's prayer when I was 8 years old. Wow. But for me, not much changed until I was 15 years old. My mom went out of town, and I stayed with the studio owner for 2 weeks, And during that 2 weeks, she told me that I had to go to church. And I didn't like that because for us, we didn't have a lot of money. And the people in the church, like the kids in the church specifically, you know, they would make fun of me if I didn't have the right clothes or if I wasn't dressed well, you know, those types of things. Mm. And so it wasn't a fun thing for me, but I considered myself a believer in Jesus. And so during this time, she told me, listen, if you're going to stay here, that's fine, but we go to church. And I thought, okay, I can get through two times. And she said, oh no, we go on Wednesdays and we go on Sundays.
Four times.
Like, I can do this. I can do this. And it was excruciating. And I was 15 anyway, so I was a full-on twit. And I got to the last Wednesday, the second Wednesday, and I was in youth group. And I grew up, I'm an only child, and my mom was a single parent. Mm. So my grandparents were very involved. But I was a daddy's girl at heart. Like, I didn't know my father. And so there was just a real hole there. Mm. And I was in this youth group. I'm 15 years old. We're crisscross applesauce on the floor. The lights are dim. The worship music is going. And they said, God wants you to be in relationship with him. Jesus wants a special relationship with each and every single one of you. So I feel confident that if you pray right now for anything you need, he will do it because he wants to build this faith in you and he wants this relationship. And I thought, what a bold prayer, right? And what a bold challenge. And so I thought, this is going to be great because the one thing I want in the world, these people cannot do for me. So I am going to show that this is not going to work, right?
Love it.
So I'm crisscross applesauce. I close my eyes and I sit there with the lights dim and I prayed for a hug from my daddy. Oh, wow. And that's truly what I wanted. And do you know I felt a hug? I felt somebody come up behind me and hug me. And I immediately opened my eyes because it was an internal prayer. I did not say it out loud. Mm-hmm. And I started looking around like, who heard me? Who was hugging me? And no one was there. And in that very moment, I knew that he was my dad. Mm.
Oh my God.
And I was radically a follower of Jesus after that moment. Mm. And I gave everything I am and have to him. And he not only has redeemed me, but he's given me a life in relationship with him and a life of abundance because I have my dad. I'm a daddy's girl and I'm a daddy's girl today.
Heather, girl, you have to give a Kleenex warning. Before you do that, like seriously,
we have to send her a trophy for being the first person to make all three of us cry.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, typically it's one of us.
Beautiful story.
Holy cow. Wow. So at 15, and here's the part that, I mean, not only just loving that you really found Jesus in that moment, that's when you really came to know that he loves you. But your studio instructor that was like, oh no, we're going to church and you're going to get in the car and you're going to go with us. And she didn't let you as a 15-year-old self-described twit. she didn't let you drive that bus and just leave you at home because it was just easier, than you going with a bad attitude. I mean, this is such a great lesson for not only parents, but all of us to just be persistent and continue to pursue sharing Jesus because he's going to show up.
Right.
Dang.
Right.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, listening, friends, this has been a great segment, but it keeps getting better because we get to hear about Heather's ministry after the break. Let me get this exactly right, Heather. Redemptive Dance Ministries. When we return to Love Talk, more with Heather Johnson on this beautiful ministry that she is taking globally on Love Talk Network right after this.
George Christensen and his family at Casa Mechanical Services are longtime friends and sponsors for Love Talk, Love Walk. These Casa friends are professionals with more than 40 years' experience in providing heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical services in the Austin area. If your heating isn't heating, your cooling isn't cooling, or your drains aren't draining, well, then you need to call our friends at Casa at 334-7300. They provide sales and service on all major brands from professionals you can trust. So, big jobs or little jobs, it doesn't matter. Call CASA at 334-7300.
Are you looking for a new church home? Or maybe you're new to the area? Either way, we here at First Baptist Church Pflugerville would love to welcome you to visit with us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our worship service. We have a myriad of different grow groups at 9:30 a.m. And if you need more information, just click the big orange New Here button on our website, fbcpville.org. We hope to connect with you in the near future, and we hope that when you do visit with us, you'll feel like family here.
Tim Smith Landscaping. Wow, these guys know what they're doing. Tim Smith has been taking care of landscaping since he was knee-high to a yucca, and they can come to your house and turn a yucky-looking yard into a showplace. Take a drab, boring commercial or residential piece of property and turn it into a place that you'll be proud to call home or proud to call your business. There's simply no better choice for landscaping than Tim Smith. 512-848-0659 or 512-258-0659. Or www.timsmithlandscaping.com.
Welcome back, friends, to Love Talk Network. I'm Kathy Enderbrock in studio with Coach Carrie Brinkater and the marvelous Marlene McMichael. We have an incredible guest with us today, Heather Johnson with Redemptive Dance Ministries. Loved our first segment. So we all have gotten the tissue out. We've all cleaned ourselves up. We are good to go now for our middle segment. Well, so Heather, really the question is, Redemptive Dance Ministries, what is the heart behind this? What makes it unique? What is God doing in this ministry?
Thank you. Let me start by saying that I grew up dancing. I danced from the time that I was 3 years old. All the way I still dance. It's not as great now, but, you know, I'm still dancing now. And dance has always been a part of my life. It's been a passion of mine. It was one of those things that I could go to. I actually would go to the studio when I was having a hard time or in my teenage years specifically, I remember just pouring out my heart in dance. And this was long before I was dancing for the Lord. This was in my beginnings. And, you know, throughout, I went to college for dance. I went to New York. I was dancing professionally. I taught all over. And ultimately, when my husband and I moved to Denver, Colorado in 2011, the Lord showed me that something big was happening within the dance industry. I've been a part of the dance industry my whole life, and I noticed a shift. I noticed something changing. There was more and more Christian studios popping up. There was more and more faith-based types of dance. Even some churches had dance groups. And I noticed, okay, Lord, what are you doing here? Show me what you're doing here with dance. And he showed me a pretty hard truth, and that's that although dance was a part of who I was my whole life, and I, as you know, became a radical follower of Jesus at the age of 15, those two things didn't intersect. And so he showed me his way. He showed me this vision of this parachurch ministry, a place that supplemented what the work of the church was doing. but it would be a place that dance was the vehicle, and Jesus is who they would meet when they got there. And it would bring people closer to him. It would redeem movement as a whole. And it would just be everywhere throughout the globe. And in this banter back and forth with the Lord, I was like, wow, that sounds amazing. Where can I get involved in that?
Uh-oh. Now that you ask.
And then he led gently that I needed to take one step in front of the other and build it.
Wow.
Wow.
And so that's when it was in 2012. He showed me that this could happen and that he was going to do it with or without me. Oh. If I wanted to be obedient and follow him in this, then he would use me. And if I didn't, then he would just do it through someone else. It's all him. He gets all the glory. But he's redeeming dance, and it was affirming that it's not just with me. It's not just here in Denver. It is all over the globe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amazing. That is awesome. You know, we have here in Central Texas a couple of dance studios that are solely based on glorifying God. And one of our good friends, she's a senior, and she had the lead role last week in their production of Esther. Holy cow.
Yes.
I mean, it is beautiful what you guys do to glorify God through these ministries of dance. So tell us how your studio, your ministry is using dance as a medium for worship and discipleship in this ministry, redemptive dance ministry.
Yes. I will tell you that the Lord is the creator. God the Father creates. And many times you think, oh, how can dance possibly be redeemed? Like, how can you redeem that? I've heard so many people say, you can't redeem hip hop, right? It's just not true, because I rebut with, but either God created it or he didn't. Because if it exists, he created it. Only the enemy can counterfeit and pervert and twist. And so it came through image bearers that it exists. And he created it for himself. And when the focus is on the right person, then it can be God-honoring. When it's on self, so secular dance is very self-centered. It's, I want the spotlight. I want front and center. It's not about you. You're my competition. You're not my sister in Christ. You are my competition. I am to beat you, and then I want to be here so that people can see me and see my talent, right? That's what the world has done with dance. And what the Lord has shown me, he took 4 years to break down everything I thought I knew about dance and built me back up in his design of it. And it's absolutely gorgeous. And think about how he works with us. He works with us in a gentle, graceful way. He's not condemning. He doesn't come in and rebuke harshly, right? Mm-hmm. He asks questions. He gently guides us back to his word. Mm-hmm. He is tender with us and loving with us. Can you believe that you can learn the art of dance in that environment? Mm-hmm. Wow. That's what Christ-centered instruction is. Can you believe that we don't have to sexualize movement? We don't have to put our children in adult attire. It can be modest and still absolutely adorable. Mm-hmm. You know, our music can be God-honoring. We have a whole course on how to identify safe music. You know, there's some Christian music that shouldn't be used because it's not God-honoring or it goes against biblical truth, right? Mm. There's some secular music that is not labeled Christian music, but it has biblical doctrine through and through, right? And there's some God-honoring Christian music that's amazing. And so coupling the music with the movement creates this incredible thing that has redeemed dance. It has refocused onto the one who created it and deserves all of our worship. And it keeps us from comparing each other, because we're only working on what's our best, because a God of the universe that created everything deserves our absolute best. So we have a motto: we bring our best and God makes it beautiful.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love that. My my youngest, she loves to dance, and she loves to country dance. And Carrie's youngest, he loves to go country dancing. And so they've gone out as friends with a number of other friends country dancing.
They're 20, by the way. When we say our youngest, they're 20. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, when my youngest was talking about a husband, she wanted someone who enjoyed dancing because she wanted to be able to do that with her husband. And at church, probably one of my most favorite, you know, Bible studies, if you will, that I've ever done was we did a husband and wife, like a marriage Bible study, where we had two people in our church who were ballroom dancers. And so what we would do is for the first 45 minutes, we would teach a lesson, like do a Bible study, teach a biblical lesson on marriage from God's word. And then we would use the next 45 minutes to teach ballroom dancing. And at the end of this 12 weeks, we went over and went ballroom dancing with the local ballroom dancing club. And it was just really cool to see what happened in these marriages when this husband and wife partner started moving together and paying attention to one another and in a different way. It was a really incredible thing to see.
I want to go back to your organization. So who are the students? I mean, I'm assuming you have a studio and you teach. Is that correct?
We have one studio. We have one physical location that we lease, and that is one chapter's location that they come to, and then that kind of acts as our headquarter offices. But all of our other locations are either through a church partnership, a school partnership, or within a recreation center or a village.
Okay, so who, when they come to you, are there expectations on worship or are they on dance? So how do you get them to the point that this is something that is designed and intended to show the joy of the Lord and your love for the Lord?
That's a great question. Everything we do, and the reason we're not called a faith-based studio or even a Christian studio, we're a Christ-centered organization, is because every single thing that we do, Jesus Christ is in the center. There's no prerequisite that means you have to be a believer to be a part of our organization, to find a home and to be loved on and to enjoy great dance instruction. Anyone can come. But what that means is that everything we do as leadership, we treat each other that way. The Word of God, and He is in the middle of everything we do. So we do have some worship classes that are specifically labeled worship style dance. But for the most part, we believe that every single style can be worshipful. Mm-hmm. And so it's the work in the individual classes week in and week out that really deconstructs our idea of what this looks like and builds them up in the truth that if you're doing hip hop, yes, we're going to be doing some warm up. We're going to go across the floor. We're going to have a combination. We're going to have a conversation about our choreography and the heart work behind that. But ultimately, let's have a moment. I want to give you an activation. I want to give you an opportunity to think of what are you thankful for? And then use your style of movement to speak back to God and thank Him for that. Mm. We are very open that there is prayer in class. We talk about the Word of God. We have a statement of faith, all of those things. But anyone is truly welcome. And so we just weave it all into our individual classes and the heart work for our choreography.
Well, just like you were truly welcome at youth group, you know, everyone is welcome at these locations, and they're going to find worship through dance, which I just think is absolutely incredible. So Tell us a story. I'm sure you could tell us many, many successful, life-impacting stories, but tell us a story of how you've seen God move through a dancer or through a family through this ministry.
You're right, Carrie. There's been so many. and that has been something I didn't expect, is mm-hmm. that when you say yes to the Lord and you give him what you have, you know, I think about why dance. Mm-hmm. Think about Matthew 14, the little boy that brought his lunch with the fishes and the loaves. Mm-hmm. That's all he had. He couldn't have fed those people. But he brought what he had to the Lord, and the Lord did the miracle.
Yeah.
Yes? And so in this time, over this past 13 years watching the Lord work, I have been on the front row to see real life change, not because me, not because of dance, and not because of Redemptive Dance Ministries, but because of Jesus Christ. Mm. And he is our healer, our restorer, our redeemer. And he finds these people through these vehicles. People love to dance. You know, we just talk about the different ways that people really love to dance. And he meets us there, too. He's in that, too. And so one thing that stands out for me is we had just recently started our discipleship groups, or our D groups, if you will. And that was really like, let's get into the hard. We didn't want this to be another Sunday school class. Sunday school class is amazing. The church does an excellent job of providing education. But one thing I found was a gap for these kids, specifically in this adolescent age, was that they didn't have a safe space to question. Mm. They didn't have a safe space to doubt.
Yeah.
And I trust the Lord with their questions and with their doubts. Mm-hmm. And so when we structured what this discipleship time would be like, yes, we have our devotions. Yes, we have our topics. Yes, we have our scripture that we're going to go over. And we have our prompts for these kiddos. But that was amazing, the real, raw questions and doubts. And then to watch each other serve one another and speak truth into one another. It's not just a leadership role. And then to see the first person give their life to Jesus in that environment
Wow. Yeah.
was just, you know, beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So you've got a student in this class. At the end of it, do they dance? Or tell us about someone who was transformed, and what was the catalyst that makes all of this work?
There's many. And it's different ways. You know, we found that, you know, I could speak to the student that first gave her life in that situation. Mm-hmm. She still, to this day, she's long graduated out of the program. She's graduated and moved on. She lives in another state completely. And do you know, she came back and I got a call one morning. It was a Sunday morning, and one of our kiddos were sick, and so we couldn't attend church. We were kind of bummed, but because we weren't going, I was in my jammies. And I got a quick text and a quick couple calls on my phone, and I looked closely, and she had come back in town, and she was in church that happened to be just about 5 minutes down the road from my house. And she said they've made a call for baptism, and she wants to get baptized, but she refuses unless you're here.
Oh, wow.
This RDM was such a profound impact. It had such an impact on her life and her walk. And I'm telling you, I don't even know that I've ever in my life gotten dressed that quickly. I got in my car. My family didn't know what was happening. They jumped in a car behind me. They weren't even in my car. And they followed me. They didn't know what was going on. But it blessed us so much to be invited in to that tender space in her heart and in her life. And just to reiterate that Jesus has done this for you. He met you where you were at. Mm-hmm. And you were on a dance team in another state. and you moved here, and your mom wanted to put you in a Christian program, and you bucked and you kicked and you screamed, and look at what Jesus did in your life. And she's currently serving in that capacity. And so these stories I can't make up, right, and I can't possibly take the credit for. You know, it's just getting out of the way of the Lord.
So this is a story about someone who was a dancer and what God brought into her life. Do any of your heavier students perform somewhere, or you perform somewhere, and the impact was on those who were experiencing and seeing the dance? What was that like?
Yes, that's been incredible too. Two things. I will tell you first, with some of our locations locally here in the States, we do what's called heart work. And that just means that there is some kind of work, scriptural work, a reference back to a passage in the Bible, a heart posture, an attribute of the Lord, a human condition that we all struggle with that others can identify. There is some meaning behind the movement, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And when we perform, we say what that is to the audience. Because to the lay person, and I can't even say it's just to the lay person, because I've been in dance my entire life, and I have gone to many concerts or performances where that I know that there was a big meaning behind that piece, and I could not tell you what it was.
Right.
I watch it and I scratch my head. Mm-hmm. I've got nothing.
Yeah.
And so the Lord made it clear with me that I was to bring people into what we were doing with the movement. And so, yes, the first part to the answer of your question is that as we started doing our showcases, we don't do a lot of shows all year because we want to make sure that our kids also use their talents and gifts to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. So we do outreach performances, but then once a year we'll do a showcase.
Nice.
To show how hard we've been working and to share and allow other people to celebrate that work and that growth. Mm-hmm. And that's when we share this heart work. We invite the audience members in. And do you know it has turned into an opportunity for outreach? People will say, I got to invite my neighbor because they would never come to church, but they obligatory come to see my kid dance in a recital.
Nice.
You know?
Nice.
And they get to see and hear, and the Lord moves in a way with them that they could not have experienced from the pulpit,
right,
or maybe from an exchange with a neighbor. And so I've heard many stories of that. Thanking us for what we're doing, thanking us that they didn't have to worry about what they were going to see on stage, that it was good, fun, safe, artistic. And so that's one. The second is it happened in Kenya.
Nice.
And I was there, and we did a tour across Kenya, and we did in 14 days 9 huge community events. And we had food, and we had dance, and we had discipleship, and it surprised me, but our national director there, at the end of our very first one for the 2 weeks, he got up on stage at the end, and he gave an altar call. And I was shocked. Like, this is dance. What are we doing? Right? Like, what is this? He gave an altar call, and I saw a group of people come forward and give their lives to Jesus. And dance was the vehicle that he used to bring them back into reconciled relationship with his Father. Nice. I used to think that dance wasn't important. I used to think it's an extracurricular activity that didn't mean anything. And I wrestled with the Lord when he had me start this. And he has proved me wrong time and time again that this is not just anything, that this is his creation and it's his outlet for creativity for his human creation. It is a way to be in relationship with him. And it is a way to spread the gospel without speaking a very word.
Wow. Do you have any young men in the program? Is it mostly girls, or how many young men, if any, do you get?
In the U.S., It's mostly girls. There's such a stigma here in the U.S. And that just grieves my heart because there is a way that a young man can masculinely worship the Lord in a way that no female can. And so that's tough here in the U.S. We do have a handful here and there, depending on, you know, at what point in the ministry. But in Kenya and Zimbabwe, it is more so male than female. Right. There's no stigma there.
I tell you, the young men at college who know how to dance, they do not have a problem getting all of the girls. Like, if you're a guy and you know how to dance, it's like you kind of have it made in the shade. I love when you talk about, you know, doing this overseas. My husband and I, we love to go to ballets when we're in other countries. And we went to this ballet in Zagreb, Croatia, and it was the national ballet. And we thought, oh, this is going to be magnificent. We can only imagine everything that they're going to do. And we almost left halfway. Matter of fact, we did leave early. We left early, but I kept watching it and I was embarrassed that these dancers who were clearly talented were doing with their bodies what they were doing. Part of the time I felt like I was watching soft porn. Part of the time I felt like I was watching like zoo animals. Mm. It was just the absolute worst. I was upset that I had given them my money because I thought, oh no, financially I'm supporting, you know, this. It was so horrific. And so I would go to Croatia, go to Zagreb, Croatia, please, and start teaching that.
Right. Listening friends, we have one more segment with Heather. I want to get into this international ministry. And Heather, I also want to ask you what you would say to those that know God is calling them to do something and they don't feel equipped, because you felt the same way. And I know that many of us have felt that call and we were just like, nope, nope, Lord, that's not me. So we'll hear from Heather and how she just felt the call of the Lord and she did say yes, even though it was shaky. But here she is now internationally doing ministry in countries around the world. So we'll have more with Heather Johnson and Redemptive Dance Ministries right after this.
Hi, friends. This is Kathy Enderbrock with Let's Pray Today Ministries. Are you struggling in your marriage with anxiety and depression? Have rebellious kids or just want to pray for your children? Maybe you simply don't know where to start in prayer. We specialize in creating the tools to help you learn how to pray and pray effectively in a variety of life issues. Get your free MP3 download today on the topic of your choice. Go to www.letspraytoday.com and click on shop for your free audio prayer download.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Love Talk Network. We are here today with Heather Johnson from Redemptive Dance Ministries. And I tell you what, if you are just turning on the radio right this very second, you're going to want to go back to our archives or go to your favorite podcast and listen to this episode at Love Talk Network.
Or on our YouTube channel.
Yes. Thank you, Kathy. Or on our YouTube channel.
And one of the things that I realized, because I'm learning all about YouTube, if you hit subscribe, mm-hmm. then it will actually send you a notification when a new program drops so you don't have to go searching. That is so cool.
It'll just pop right up and say Love Talk Network has dropped an episode. And you definitely want to hear all about this dance ministry. Now, Heather, I have to confess, like, I grew up in a very traditional church, right? And I kind of remember my parents. I mean, they never let us go dancing. We were barely able to go to, like, the school dance, you know, where you had to put your hands on the person's shoulder next to you. And I was a giant anyway, and so I never wanted to go. But that's beside the point. I kind of grew up with this misnomer about dance, right? And so just hearing you talk about this and seeing all my kids' friends dance their whole lives and just glorify God through dance. I think that's really been healing for me, honestly. I like to crank up the music in the kitchen and just be my awkward self while I'm cooking dinner. That it helps me worship, it helps me glorify God, and it just makes things more fun, honestly. So thank you for what you are doing and bringing dance to a place where we're using these beautiful vessels that God has given us called a body to glorify Him. And so thank you for doing that. Just really appreciate your perspective on all of this. Can you tell us about the international aspect of your ministry, your work in Zimbabwe and Kenya, and how you organize that with Redemptive Dance Ministries?
Yes. The Lord showed me, like I said before, that it would be everywhere. And for the longest time, I felt like Noah because I kept saying that, and we had one location. And everyone around us, I could feel it. It was kind of like a bless your heart, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We really have one location right here, and you keep talking about how this is going to be all over the world. And when we moved into the studio space that we currently have, that happened in 2020, the Lord moved us to a space in our mall. We're right between JCPenney and Dillard's.
Yes.
You know? And he moved us there. And my husband and I said, how are we going to tithe now, right? Like, it made sense when we were in the church, you know, just using their basement. How are we going to tithe now? And what does that need to be? And many of you understand that when you work in ministry, you don't have a ton of money. And so I wasn't accustomed to getting used to being invited to fundraisers and things like that. But when my husband and I started praying about where to send our tithe, we got invited to two different house missionary meetings. And I thought the Lord was making it clear where to tithe. Mm. And what he ended up showing us is that we needed to tithe the actual program and to give what so many people love here to children and adults that do not have it in underserved areas. Mm. And so we partnered with an organization called Kudabana Partnership. They are headquartered out of Denver, Colorado, and we worked with them over 2 years to see what it would look like to launch a program in their children's home in Zimbabwe. Mm. And they now have, we've got a director that is a local that was trained by us. They've got apprentices and instructors that are local, so it gives jobs, and we speak with them weekly. We're training and pouring into them, and they go every week to the site and teach and do discipleship. And that is our tithe. Right. And the Lord also did it in the very same way through Imani Ministries in Kenya. And in that way, they said, we don't want to just give you this program in our children's homes, but rather we want to launch you in Kenya. And that scared me, and I didn't know what it meant, but I trusted the Lord just like everything else. And we are now in 11 different locations in Kenya. We've got a national director there, regional directors, and 20 instructors. And they do discipleship and Bible study every week. We do trainings every week and corporate calls. And these kids get this there. But as you can imagine, our tithe has long been spent.
Right.
So we've got 45 locations on the waiting list in Kenya alone.
Oh, wow.
And five countries behind that. And so we didn't want this to be, look at what RDM is doing. We created a way to partner with communities here in the States so that they could give and they could see what the Lord is doing. So we started the Empower Dance Collective. Because it's us coming together in partnership. The Lord has given us access. I don't know why. You have the abundance. You have most for-profit studios that are competition studios do some type of philanthropic campaign throughout the year. And they're always looking for new things to do. And this is within their industry. And on top of being able to give towards something incredible that provides dance classes for people across the globe, they also get pen pal opportunities and video pal opportunities. Mm. They get to choreograph and see what it looks like on their friends over here. And they get to say what they like and their styles and give it back to their friends here. And they really just enjoy it. It's cross-cultural relationship and international relationship. It's just amazing to see. And we've already had a couple for-profit dance studios that compete, sign up to do this, and they have had an incredible experience with our dancers. Mm. And it fills in the gap where our ties can't pay for everything that's needed.
Wow. That's amazing. That really is amazing. So what encouragement, Heather, would you give to those that, like you, God in 2011 said, hey, Heather, I got a job for you, right? I have a new ministry for you, Heather. And you were like, wait a minute, Lord, I don't know. I just don't know. Me? Like, you're asking me to do this? What encouragement would you give someone who knows that the Lord is tugging at their heart, but they really are shaky and they don't feel equipped to say yes?
I would say, look at the Word of God. He called the ordinary, right?
Yeah.
I'm the ordinary. I'm not equipped. He does it. And I'm truly just giving what I have. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit everything you do to the Lord, and he will establish your path. Hmm. Whatever you have, whatever area it is that the Lord is tugging on your heart, he designed you to do it. Hmm. And you don't have to carry the heavy lifting. He designed you to do it in partnership with him. He never designed you to do it apart from him. He designed you to do it with him. And the encouraging thing is that he prepared these good works for us to do before the beginning of time. So when it comes time for us to step into that, we can boldly, not because of our qualifications or lack thereof, but because of his. And if he calls us to it, then he will see us through it.
I love it.
I love that you say that. And I mean, I love that you say that we're not meant to do it apart from him, because he says in John 15, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Right.
So are you training your children to dance?
I have four children, three girls and one boy. And our 21-year-old daughter was a professional dancer in Dallas. For the last 2 years, she's still on tour with them, but she is getting married, and she continues to teach. She's teaching with an RDM, and she has big goals. She's a gorgeous dancer, and she will continue to do those things. Our 11-year-old, she is dancing and has danced within the program. She would be a perfect example of somebody that does not have a desire to perform, but loves to dance.
Nice.
And I would tell you that there is a place for that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because we perform sometimes doesn't mean that's everything that we are as a ministry. It's wonderful just to have people come in and learn how to move for themselves, to learn how movement can be a prayer or a worship in your bedroom without anybody looking, mm-hmm. right? So, yes, some of mine, and I'm still holding out on my boy.
Love it. Love it.
Oh, this has been such a beautiful program. Thank you for that. And so, ladies, we're going to make sure everybody dances.
We're going to find the, discover the dancer within. I tell you, I love it. The joy of the Lord, that is our strength. And I just, there's so many incredible messages in everything that you have shared. Friends, for those of you who want to go and find out more, it is rdm.life. That is your website. That's where they can go and find you. Heather Johnson, thank you so much for joining us today on Love Talk Network.
And contributions, do you tell them how to do that on this website?
Yes, that okay. would be lovely. It's RDM, Redemptive Dance Ministries .life, and that is, there's a big donate button.
All right.
There are even specific ways. If there's something that touched your heart in a specific way, then there's different areas to give to, but rdm.life would be it. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us for Love Talk Network. It is a joy to be with you every single week. For Coach Carrie Brinkgater, Marlene McMichael, I'm Kathy Endebrock. Thank you so much to our guest with Redemptive Life Ministries, Heather Johnson. It was a joy to be with you today. Friends, we look forward to being with you again next time on Love Talk Network.